亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师圣灵系列的信息。今天的题目是圣灵的工作，讲到创世纪第一章第二节，在神创造天地之前，神的灵先在水面上运行。原文的意思正是孵育的意思，正是孕育出生命的意思。讲到圣灵好像是我们的母亲，在这个属灵的世界里面，把神那属灵的生命孕育在我们里面，使我们能够在灵里面得以成长，得以发展，直到像神一样。哈利路亚，这正是圣灵在我们身上最重要的工作。让我们一起来分享。
We've been...Sharing on some of the things of the Holy Spirit the last 2 weeks.
过去几个礼拜，我们都在分享一些有关圣灵的事情。
In the religion and the worship of Christianity of Christ.
在敬拜基督的基督教里面，这个信仰当中。
Sometimes there's a losing sight of the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们会看不见圣灵了。
Which isn't wrong, perhaps.
这或许没有错。
But we lose.
但是我们失掉。
A very valuable thing by doing so.
我们这样做的时候会失掉一样很宝贵的东西。
I want us to read in the Bible tonight, the second verse in the Bible.
今天我要大家来看圣经里面的第二节经文。
It's in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪。
First chapter and in the second verse.
创世纪第一章第二节。创世纪第一章第二节，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
I want to read the next verse now.
我要你现在来读下面一节。神说要有光，就有了光。
Now this is way before anything began.
这是早在任何事情开始之前。
Before the earth was fully formed.
在地球还没有完全形成之前。
And it was empty and nothing in it at all.
那是空虚的，里面什么都没有。
That's a long time ago.
那是很久很久以前。
According to scientific experiments that they've tried to make, it goes back about 6 billion years. That's a long time.
根据人们做的科学实验，这差不多要回溯到60亿年前，那是很久以前的事。
Nothing was formed yet.
那个时候还没有任何东西形成。
And God began now the task of designing and forming and creating.All the wonderful things we see in our world.
神开始了一个工作，来设计、形成、塑造我们现在世界看到一切美好的东西。
All the different life forms.
所有不同的生命形式。
And all the wonders of the life as we know it and see it.
还有我们所看到的、所知道的所有奇妙的生命。
He hadn't even made heaven yet.
他甚至还没有造天。
But, well, no.I'll take that back. He had begun to make heaven, but it wasn't finished.
这句话我收回。他已经开始创造天，但是还没有做完。
And then he, before he started creation.
然后在他开始创造之前。
Before he made light.
在他造光之前。
Before he brought forth his son to rule in his throne.
当他把他的子带出来，在他的宝座上掌权之前
，We read about something else.
我们读到另外一件事情。
The Spirit of God was there.
神的灵在那里。
That's before creation.
那是在创造之前。
That's before light was formed.
那是在光形成之前。
And Jesus was the light.
耶稣就是那光。
Lamb of God is the light of heaven.
神是天上的光。
Even before that,
甚至在那个之前
the Spirit of God was there.
神的灵在那里。
Even before this earth was formed,
甚至在这个地球形成
into what we know as earth,
形成 我们现在所知道的地球之前
already the Spirit of God was there.
神的灵早就已经在那里了。
The Spirit of God isn't a new creation.
神的灵不是一个新造的物。
It isn't something that began to exist on the day of Pentecost.
不是在五旬节的时候才开始存在的。
He was always there.
他总是在那里。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
有圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And so when we deal with the Holy Spirit, we are really dealing with God himself.
所以当我们面对圣灵的时候，其实我们就是面对神自己。
One of the persons of the Godhead.
是三位一神的其中一位。
And we find him from the very beginning. We find himManifesting himself in creation.
他在创造当中彰显自己。
When creation is being formed the gathering together of earth itself by all the dust of the planets in the skies and the heavens.
就在天空中所有的尘土聚集在一起形成地的时候，他早就在那里。圣灵在那里。
And he was not justLooking, he was moving.
他不只是在看，他在运行。
He was operating. He was doing something.
他在运作，在做一些事。
Because the Holy Spirit is one that does things.
因为圣灵他是会做事的。
The Father is the one that plans them.
父是计划一切的。
And the Son is the one that executes it.
子是执行的。
But the Holy Spirit is the one that deals with all the manifestedworks of creation that we know and see.
但是圣灵是处理我们所知道所看见的所有创造显出来的东西。
They all three work together.
他们三位都是一起工作的。
But it's interesting that first we read the word God.
但是很有意思，我们首先读到了
Elohim.
神，神在原文里面叫做 Elohim.
That is plural.
这个字是复数的。
L would be singular.
如果是 L 的话，它是单数。
This is Elohim.
而这个是 Elohim.
And then we come to the word, the Spirit of God was there.
然后我们读到神的灵在那里。
And he was doing something.
他在做一些事情。
He was moving, and another word is brooding.
他在运行，换句话说，他在那里培育。
We use that word, for instance, working with chickens.
譬如我们用这个字是用在譬如像说
The mother hen is brooding over her chicks.
母鸡在培育，在孵它的小鸡。
In other words, it's a beginning of bringing forth life forms.
换句话说，就是开始要带出生命的形式。
He was working there in the power of life that was to come.
他在那里带着将要有的生命的能力在运作。
Before the eggs ever hatch.
在蛋还没有孵化之前。
The mother hen or the bird.Of the different kinds of birds,
母鸡或是各种不同的鸟类
are there brooding over their nest?
他们就在那里培育或说孵化他们的
Nothing has happened yet.
还没有任何事情发生
But she is making it happen.
但是她在使事情发生
She is bringing it forth.
她在将这个事情成就
And that's the word that is used to about the Spirit of God.
关于神的灵这里所用的就是这个字
Over this empty.Cold planet.
他在这个冷的空洞的地球上所做的事情。
Before the sun was created.
在太阳被创造之前。
Before light existed.
在光存在之前。
There was a spirit of God.
神的灵就在那里了。
He was first on the scene.
他是首先出现的。
And he was brooding over the surface.
他在表面运行。
Over the face of it.
在他的面上
Not down inside
不是在里面的深处
But brooding over the face of it
他是在他的表面运行
And that's the very first mention of the Holy Spirit
这是圣灵首先被提到的地方
Way back there
早在这里
He is the one that does the beginning before the beginning has started
是在开始还没有开始之前他就已经在了
Even when it's already just in the conception form,
甚至当这还在培育的期间就已经有了。
It will come, but it will take, for setting hen, for instance, it will take 3 weeks.
这个会产生，但是譬如就像蛋好了，需要花三个礼拜的时间才能够孵化出来。
But the life seed is always there.
但是生命的种子早就已经在那里。
And he's beginning to bring it all forth.
他在开始将一切都要带出来。
And then, of course, the very next thing in the order of creation.
当然，在创造的下一个次序当中
，light
就是有光。
In other words, first we read of God the Father.
换句话说，首先我们读到了。
Then we read of the Spirit of God.
然后我们读到神的灵。
And then we read of the light of God, or Jesus.
然后我们又读到神的光，也就是耶稣。
So the first three verses we have the Trinity.
所以在前三节我们就有了三位一神。
Each one occupied in his own field of labor.
每一位都在做自己那方面的工作。
And God is a designer. God is the one that speaks the word that brings it forth, the Father. But also the Spirit is one that's going to move over that.
神是设计者，他是说一句话就会使事情产生的，但是神的灵会在那个上面运行。
If you remember the story of Christmas,
如果你记得圣诞节的故事
，When Mary was to bring forth the Son Jesus Christ,
当玛利亚要生儿子耶稣基督
，And when the angel said to Mary she was going to bring forth a son, she was quite perturbed.
当天使对玛利亚说她要生一个儿子的时候，她非常的不安。
And finally she asked the angel,
终于她问天使,
How is this? I don't know a man. I'm not married. I'm not living in sin. How is this going to happen?
我又不认识男人，我也没有活在罪中，我还没有结婚，这事情要怎么样发生呢？
And the angel gave a strange answer.
天使给了一个很奇怪的回答。
Said the Spirit of God will come upon you.
他说神的灵会降临在你的身上。
And the power of the highest.
至高者的能力
The Spirit of God
神的灵
shall, as it were, brood over you.
可以说要培育在你的上面
You'll abide under that shadow.
你会住在那个影子之下
And that's how it's all going to come forth.
这一切就是要这样子来成就
And so there we find again
所以在这里我们又发现
That same action of the Holy Spirit bringing life forth.
圣灵同样的行动带来生命的力量
into its full stature and place
让它能够到它完全的地方
into its full measure of growth and development
能够在它的成长它的发展上到完全
all ready to start life
生命早就开始了
and that's what he did with Mary
这就是他对玛利亚做的事情
He was there brooding over her.
他在那里，在那里培育她。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
Beginning to move over the face of things, to cover it, and to cover it with his tremendous creative powers until that little seed comes forth into full operation.
他开始在事情的表面运行，让那个东西不断的发展，直到那个东西变得完全，能够有完全的运作。
That's the way he does with our own lives.
这就是他在我们生命中所做的事。
If you have received Christ as your Savior,
如果你接受了基督做你的救主
there was a time, someplace, somewhere,
曾经有某一个时候在某一个地方
where you heard about Jesus,
你听说了耶稣的事情
and in such a way you heard,
你听的时候是这样子的
that little seed of faith was put into your heart.
因此呢，小小的种子被放到你的心中。
And from that time on,
从那个时候开始
the Holy Spirit begins to overshadow you.
那个时候圣灵就开始荫蔽你
Because his spirit is invisible.
因为他是灵，他是看不见的
But now he's beginning to, like we would say, to blow on it, the breath of life.
但是现在我们可以说他开始把生命的气息吹在上面
You take just a little spark, but if you blow on it, you can coax it into life.
本来只是一点小小的火花，但是如果你一吹气的话，它就能够有生命。
He knows the seed is there.
他知道种子在哪里。
He knows a little seed of faith lay hold of something.
他知道小小的信心的种子已经抓住了一些东西。
Lay hold of a little tiny bit of truth.
已经抓住了一点点的真理。
A truth that you seem to know and probably didn't know why you knew.
这真理或许你知道，而你却又不晓得你是怎么样知道的。
Because seeds are very tiny.
因为种子很小。
Many seeds we have to look at with a microscope.
很多种子我们都必须用显微镜来看。
But there's life form. There's a life process in it.
但是当中有生命的形式，生命在当中发展。
And so the Holy Spirit, he knows that's there, and he begins to brood over it, overshadow it.
知道那个种子在那里，他就开始培育它。
So that as time goes on,
所以随着时间的过去，
each life will begin to come forth into a real, shall I say, Christian unit, a unique thing, something that's different from what you were.
每个基督徒都会开始有一个真正独特的基督徒的特质，那是跟你原来不一样的。
Until you become a child of God.
直到你成为神的儿女。
And many things have changed in your life.
你的生命中就有了很多的改变。
It changed outwardly and inwardly.
外面改变了，里面也改变。
In your concepts and your actions.
你的观念改变，行动
改变。In your desires.
你渴望的事情改
变。In your hopes, even in your fears.
你所希望的事情改变，甚至你的惧怕也改
变。Because the Holy Spirit has been working.
因为圣灵一直在工作。
And he is the one that brings us more and more unto God.
是他会带领我们越来越靠近神。
Because God is spirit also.
因为神也是灵。
And we are not spirit.
我们不是灵。
We live in flesh.
我们活在肉身当中。
We have a spirit.
我们有灵。
But we live in flesh.
但是我们活在肉身中。
And we can't maneuver in the spirit world.
我们在灵的世界里面没有办法运作。
Not by ourselves.
靠着我们自己没有办法。
He's the one that knows the spirit world. We don't.
是圣灵才知道灵的世界，我们不知道。
But he is teaching us and bringing us to full-fledged operation in the world of the spirit.
但是他在教导我们，再把我们带到灵的世界里面完全的运作。
Many years ago,
很多年前
I was grieving about a close friend of mine who had been murdered in a mission field by some priests.
我有一位朋友，他有一位跟我很亲密的朋友，他在宣教场上被某一个教士杀了
was,
我非常的难过。
He was still a young man, and he was a man very dedicated to God.
他那个时候还很年轻，是对神非常摆上的人。
I said, God, why did he have to die?
我说神啊，他为什么得死呢？
Why was it that he was so young and had all his ministry and life ahead of him, and now he's gone?
为什么他那么年轻有很好的服侍，生命都在他的前头，而他现在却消失了。
Murdered like a common criminal.
他就被别人像是一般的罪犯一样给杀死了。为什么呢？
And I was questioning God.
我在跟神发出问题来。
And God spoke a strange word to me.
神跟我讲了一句很奇怪的话。
He said, "You call it death."
他说你称这个为死。
I call it birth.
我称这个为生。
You call it death.
你称这为死。
I call it birth.
我称这个为生。
I mean, if you ask a baby in the womb, it would never, never, never tell you it wants to get out.
如果你问一个在母腹里的婴儿，他绝对不会告诉你他想要出来的。
What a life!
是怎么样的生活啊？
Never hungry.
他在里面永远不会饿
Never thirsty
永远不会渴
Being fed every minute and every day and night
日日夜夜每一分钟都得到食物
Warm and comfortable
很温暖很舒服
No worries and fears
没有担心惧怕
No pains or troubles
没有痛苦
No hot and cold
没有冷热
Ah, what a life And you don't
多舒服
have to work
不必工作
Who would want to get born?
有谁会想要生下来呢？
But fortunately, we are not asked.
但是幸好没有人问我们要不要生下来。
Forces far outside of the baby and even of the mother take over. We call it nature.
就是在婴儿还有甚至母体外面的能力掌管了一切。
And whether you liked it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢
，Here you are.
你在这里了。
And looking back.
回顾起来
You're glad you're here and not there.
你很高兴你是在这里而不是在那里。
God says, I call it birth.
神说我称这个为生。
The Holy Spirit is still brooding over lives.
圣灵是在生命上面培育。
Bringing us to the place of birth where you come into a much larger life.
把我们带到生的地方，让我们进到一个大的多的生命里面。
The world of light.
光的世界。
The world of the spirit.
灵的世界。
The world of great enlargement.
很大扩展的地方。
The world we shall inhabit forever.
那是我们将要永永远远承受的世界。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
And he's brooding over the face of the deeps within us.
他在我们里面的渊面深处上面培育。
Because the actual word says he was overshadowing the face of the deep.
因为这个字其实原来的意思就是说他荫蔽着渊面。
The face of the waters.
还有水面。
It means a great deep.
这意思是很深的地方。
An abyss.
是一个深渊。
Whether it's over water or whatever, it's a great deep.
不管是不是在水面上，那是很深的地方。
And strange enough.
很奇怪的。
Within the human being, there are great depths.
在人的里面有很大的深处。
Depths we never have been able to reach.
那深处是我们一直摸不到的。
Things come bubbling up out of us.
有些东西会从我们的里面涌出来。
We never knew were there.
我们以前向来不晓得在那里的。
There is a saying that the job makes the man.
有一句话说，工作塑造人。
When a man starts a job, especially a difficult job,
当一个人开始一个工作，尤其是困难的工作的时候，
he is not able to do it.
他做不到。
And he's very fearful to start with.
他开始的时候很害怕。
And he's very, shall I say, concerned that he'll fail, he can't do it, he doesn't know this, he doesn't know that, and so many things he doesn't know.
他会很在乎说他是不是会失败，有很多事情他这个不知道，那个也不知道。
But as he starts,
但是当他开始了，
little by little,
渐渐的，
he becomes very proficient.
他就变得很擅长了。
Until the company upgrades him.
直到公司把他升级。
When President Truman became president,
当杜鲁门变成了总统，
Actually, he was just a salesman in a haberdashery store.
事实上，他本来只是在一个店里面的推销员。
That's the store that sells hats and things like that.
那个店里面他们卖帽子这一类的东西。
And everyone was disappointed. They said, "This man, he should never be president."
每个人都很失望，他们都说这个人绝对不应该做总统的。
And he was only president because the president died, and he was one in line.
而他做总统只是因为总统死了，接下来就轮到他。
He did not win the election.
并不是他赢得了选举。
No, no.
不是的。
Now he's president.
好，现在他做总统了。
And everyone breathed a deep sigh.
每个人都深深地叹一口气。
And all the media breathed a deep sigh.
所有的新闻媒体也叹了一口气。
Radio and the papers.
收音机还有报纸。
We've got a hat salesman for a president.
好，我们现在有帽子的推销员做总统了。
But you know?
但是你知道吗？
A couple years later,
过了两三年，
they had an election. Time came up.
时候到了，要选举。
And there's a very popular man running against him.
那有一个很受欢迎的人想也参加了选举。
And the next morning, the papers came out.
第二天早上的报纸出来。
Truman lost, Dewey won.
杜鲁门输了，另外一个人赢，杜威赢了。
Except,
但是
they came out too early.
但是这个报纸出来的太早了。
It wasn't Dewey that won, it was Truman.
赢的不是杜威，而是杜鲁门。
The job makes the man.
工作塑造人。
And he became a very good one.
他成为一个很好的总统。
There are depths in us we don't know.
有一些深处在我们的里面是我们不知道的。
There are possibilities in everyone that have never been brought forth.
每个人里面都有一些可能性是从来就没有产生的。
They're hidden.
都隐藏着。
Oh, I know more than one.
我知道不止一个。
I've read the story of many, in fact.
事实上，我读过很多人的故事。
Of wives of businessmen.
就是一些做生意的人。
That have been suddenly widowed.
做妻子，他们本来是生意人，那后来忽然之间就是丈夫过世了。
Or wives of a farmer, a big ranch.
或是一个很大农场的太太。
But something within them said, well, I can't let all this fall down. I've got to do something.
但是当先生过世以后，他说我不能够让这些都垮了，我必须要做一点事情。
And lo and behold, they did do something.
看他们真的是做了一些事。
To their own amazement.
让他们自己都很惊讶。
And probably to their own amusement.
或许让他们自己也觉得非常的高兴。
And found depth within them that made them very successful.
他们发现自己里面都有一些东西让他们很成功。
That's quite a common story.
这是很普通的事情。
There are depths within us.
我们里面有一些深处。
And the Holy Spirit is brooding over those depths.
圣灵在这些深处上面运行培育。
And seeking to bring forth the best.
想要把最好的带出来。
Oh, not so you'll be a great successful business person.
不是要让你成为一个很成功的生意人。
That may or may not be.
这或许会也或许不会。
Or so you'll be successful in some other field.
也不是说要让你在某一个领域方面成功。
In music, in mathematics.
在音乐或是数学。
In sports.
在运动上。
No, it's not working so much that way.
不是，圣灵的工作不是在那些方面。
But to bring forth the best within you.
而是要把你里面最好的带出来。
Until when we're born.
直到当我们生下来了。
And we step into the world of light.
我们进到了光的世界里面。
Out of our world of darkness.
脱离了我们黑暗的世界。
Because the Bible says our world is gross darkness.
因为圣经上我们的世界是极大的黑暗。
Just as a baby, it leaves the womb of darkness.
就像是婴儿他离开了母腹的黑暗。
And suddenly steps into the world of light.
忽然之间进到了光的世界。
Well, no, it doesn't step in.
不，它不是踏进去的。
But it finds itself in it very suddenly.
它是忽然之间发现自己已经处在这个世界。
And light bursts upon it.
光就临到了它。
It can't understand a thing.
他什么都不懂。
But it will learn.
但是他会学习。
But now it's light.
但现在是光了。
And the day comes we will step into that world of light.
将来有一天我们会踏到那个光的世界里面。
But the first thing that happens.
但是发生的第一件事情是。
The mother looks over the baby.
母亲会看着婴儿。
Or perhaps a doctor or a midwife first.
或许先是接生婆。
And the mother asks.
或是医生，然后母亲会问。
Is it all right?
是不是一切都安好？
Or she takes it, first time she takes it in her arms and examines every toe and every finger and everything is just right.
那母亲第一次抱着孩子的时候就会检查看看每个手指头脚趾头是不是一切都好好的。
And the Holy Spirit is brooding so that in that day, it will be just right.
圣灵也在培育，所以到那天的时候，一切都会好好的。
Everything that's supposed to be there will be there.
应该在那里的都会在那里。
All the things that were supposed to develop for us and were all different.
我们每个人该发展的东西都会在，我们每个人都不一样。
They will be developed.
都会发展好。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
Oh, I know he does many other things.
我知道圣灵还做很多其他的事情。
We spoke before how he works miracles and things of that nature.
我们以前讲过圣灵行神迹这一类的事情。
But after all, one of the greatest miracles of all is a miracle of life.
但是毕竟一切神迹当中最大的就是生命的神迹。
You look in the face of any baby and you look at a miracle.
你看每一个婴儿，你就是在看一个神迹。
A miracle that no man, no scientist can reproduce.
这个神迹是任何人任何科学家都不能够复制的。
Only God can make a baby.
只有神能够制造一个婴儿。
And it is a miracle.
这是个神迹。
And every life, every Christian life is a miracle.
每一个生命，每一个基督徒的生命都是一个神迹。
And not only a miracle now, but a miracle in the making.
不止现在是一个神迹，而是正在受塑造的神迹。
So on that day, we're told by the scriptures that when we see him,
所以圣经告诉我们
we will be like him.
到那日，当我们见他的时候，我们就会像他。